you want.
Yvonne, what made you go with Hakeem Jordan on the weak side?
Well, you know, Hakeem Jordan has probably had had one of the better training camps since I've been around. You know, made a lot of plays, very productive. You know, we grade our players every day, and Hakeem's been making plays, and he just deserved a chance. You know, he's worked hard. I think the key thing is he's been very productive in games and practices. It's graded out very highly, very high.
Played that spot before, but not this camp. Did you want to see him at all?
Well, I think the thing with Hakeem before, where he was always valuable, is that he was always a kid that could play all three positions. And that's why he's been valuable. The thing is that this year, he's been, you know, from the first week, he said, wow, Hakeem made a play. Well, you know, initially, you know, you say, okay, you know, God, he's great. He's going to be our fourth guy. And then all of a sudden, a scrimmage again. Man, Hakeem, boy, graded out pretty high. Making plays, making tackles, recognizing things, getting everybody lined up. And so all of a sudden, it just continued. And it has continued. And really, he's playing, I mean, at a top level, better than he's ever has, you know, as an Eagle. And he's been rewarded.
How different are those two positions? How easy will he be able to transition over?
Well, you know, a lot of times, too, with the tight end motioning, it ends up becoming that the Will becomes a Sam, the Sam becomes a Will. So, really, they're interchangeable.
Where does Jabbar fit in? Because, I mean, obviously, if he was healthy, Andy has said he would have had a shot competing at
You know what? Before he got hurt, you know, Jamar was also, I mean, those guys were, there's been a lot of good competition in camp, and especially at the linebacker position, you know, with Miko coming in there and giving them the leadership and showing them how to study and how to work and all those things. It really, with those young kids, there's been a lot of good competition. You know, Jamar had a good camp. Unfortunately, he got, you know, that hamstring, but he was having a good camp too, right there with Hakeem.
Where does Brian role fit?
Well, Brian's had a solid camp, but Hakeem was very productive, and you know, Coach going in talked about competition and the guys that were going to be productive and making plays. He was going to give them an opportunity, you know, to play, and Hakeem earned it. I mean, you know, like I said initially before, it was like, oh man, that's a good play. Oh, good job, Hakeem. Oh, man, that's a heck of a play. That's a nice job. Good position. Good play. You know, there's a couple of plays in the Patriot game that he matched up with a receiver and, I mean, did a great job. You know, you're like, whoa. You know, you go back and watch it again and you say, now, wait a minute. He's been doing all the whole camp consistently, playing at a top level, and he earned the opportunity.
In terms of the timing of it, why now at a point before the fourth preseason game when the starters won't go?
Well, the thing is, and like I said before, just because of the tight end movement, I mean, there's times where the Sam becomes the Will and the Will becomes the Sam. And like I said, Hakeem's been one of our top reserve guys where that he would be the next guy in line wherever. We would plug him in everywhere. So we feel that, you know, he'll practice a position and we feel that it shouldn't be a problem.
How much are you anxious to get away from the rotating linebacker? You know, just get that solid base.
Well, you know, the thing that we'd like to do is that, you know, last year, a lot of those guys played. There's a lot of different. You have base. You have first and second down buffalo, we call it. You have third down nickel. You have third down dime. So there's a lot of positions, you know, where, you know, we have some good athletes there and some good competition there that, you know, we'd like to be able to use as many of those guys that are worthy, that have earned an opportunity to play.
What have you seen from Jaquan after he struggled in that first preseason game?
You know what? Really, I've seen the same thing as far as the practices. You know, very physical. Like I said, we talked about after that game, you know, he came back and had a very physical practice. And he's feeling comfortable at the positions, made some good plays, and he just continues to get better.
How much is it going to hurt you to not have Mike Patterson in there in the beginning of the year, at least the beginning of the year?
You know, Mike P's got a lot of heart now. You know, Mike P still, he comes to our meetings. You know, we have Mike P. Mike P's on our door. You know, I mean, we talk about turnovers, you know, and he had a fumble and picked it up, holding it the right way. And so we have him. He's right on our wall. You know, that's how much we think about him. So, you know, that part, you know, hurts. You know, the thing that we're very fortunate, as you guys know, is that we have, you know, we have a few defensive linemen that are right now competing for the, you know, I mean, there's eight starters. So they're all competing for those spots.
How has Brandon Boykin looked to you in the last couple preseason games?
Playmaker. You know, he has a lot of ability. He's getting more comfortable with our system, and you can see that Brandon gets close enough to a receiver to make a play, whether it's to get a pass breakup or to make an interception in practice.
Is he pushing Joselio still?
There's good competition there, yes.
Nate Allen left the flight night practice last night with a hamstring. Do you expect to have him in practice today?
Unless you have to talk to our trainer about that, I'll find out here later.
Can you talk about the depth you have on the defensive line and how you think they've been playing so far?
Well, you know what? It's exciting. I mean, there's a lot of competition, and it's going to go to the last, probably to the last minute. And I think there's still some things. You know, some of the guys that are going to play in the Jets game. You know, there's a lot of competition. We hope everything kind of irons itself out. But as you guys know, I mean, there's a lot of competition there, which is really a great thing to have as a team.
What have you seen from Brandon Hughes and Curtis Marsh playing outside there as a three?
You know what? They're competitors. I think you saw that last week in the Browns game, you know, they tested them. And, you know, they'll get up and they both will get up in your face and challenge you. And really, they've done that all camp. And we're excited about both those guys, you know, and as they continue to grow. But both those guys are competitors. And that's what we want. They challenge the receivers and compete.
Are you comfortable that one of those guys can really assert himself as the third outside guy?
Yes.
Juan, can you talk about the decision to let go of Cliff Harris and what was holding him back ultimately from the game?
Well, you know, the thing is that some of those other kids there have had some good camps. I mean, you're still looking, there's still some good competition there. You haven't brought up Trevard. You know, Trevard's having a quiet, good camp. You know, you saw him in the Cleveland game. So there's some good competition back there in the back end too. I think that was Howie's and Coach Reed's goal was to bring enough guys so that they could compete at every position and have a good camp, and that's what we've had.
First play in the Cleveland game, they threw right to Nnamdi's side. Is Nnamdi still playing at a level where he's a top cornerback?
You know, I think Zach, you know, that every corner, the elite corners, have a ball and you know, they get a ball caught on them every so often. I mean, that's football. Unfortunately, I think the thing that was important for us is in that game was that they made a big play on us, and then what happened is somebody else rose up to the occasion and they got 0 points. You know, that's what we've been preaching. I mean, in games, things happen, penalties in the first couple of games and third downs. But what happened there is somebody else was able to make a play. You know, we had a couple of penalties there too, but somebody made a play. All right, so all of a sudden they get 0 points in the red zone. That's the key. Then we come back the next series and they're out of there. So now I think that was a good thing to see.
In both games, a disproportionate amount of the penalties were on the defensive side.
Right.
Is this an issue at this point?
Well, it's something that we're working on to correct. The thing is that they've been full speed. I mean, it's not because of lack of effort. You know, the guys are working hard, and the thing that has to happen is if you do have a penalty in a drive and it keeps a drive going, then somebody's got to make a play, all right, to get us back on track, meaning a turnover, just like we had the other night. You know, we had three of them the other night, but those are the things that we're preaching, because penalties are going to happen. Now, you don't want them to happen, and you don't want very many, but, you know, they do happen, and now to keep your composure as a group, you know, as a team, right? We're playing as a team, so everybody takes care of everybody. You know what I mean, Les? So that somebody gets a big play here. Well, you know what? Somebody else comes back and they make a play and they make up for it. That's what we're trying to preach in our meeting room, that things happen like that.
Two more plays.
There's been a lot about the defensive line and all the how stacked it is at that position. What do you need to see from some of the guys in this last preseason game?
Well, we've been seeing the first three games. You know, they're coming off the ball. You know, Weiss talks about rushing, crushing, and closing. You know, they're just not pass rushing. You know, that's why he talks about it's a rush. Crush means that if somebody tries to block them, they're going to squeeze that block. See, so they are playing the run, and close means that nobody blocks them, that they're going to squeeze. So that's basically what they've been doing. So we want to just continue to see, and there's going to be some tough decisions. And like I said, it'll go right to the last minute probably.
What do you think about this linebacker group you have now? Why is this a good mix?
They're athletic, Les. You know, they can run. They're tough. They're hungry. And I think with Miko, what Miko's added is that Miko has that experience. You know, and what he's added is that now all of a sudden the kids see how they're supposed to watch tape, how they're supposed to act on the field, how Miko's a no-nonsense type guy, you know. So now here they're looking at a guy that's been in the league that's done it, and now he's showing them how you're supposed to act, how you're supposed to study. Now you take that mixed with athletic kids, athletic guys, now you have a good group. And like I said, we have a good group, and they're competing. It's going to be some tough decisions there too.
Good.
Thank you.